With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Your chance to wish Giannis a happy birthday or whatever it is that you'd like to tell Giannis. Where are we going first?
JP in Germantown, you're up.
What's up, JP?
Hey, I just want to wish Giannis a happy birthday. He's a great basketball player, better man, always out there being humble, doing the right thing. I love you, Giannis. Happy birthday.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. See, it's just that easy. You don't got to be nervous, nothing like that. He's not listening to it. He'll listen to it eventually, but he's not listening to it right now. So your chance to give Giannis a birthday wish or whatever, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, I guess the tweet's not going to work. You need to call. All right, where are we going to next, Anthony?
John and Racine, you're up.
What's up, John?
Hey, calling to wish the 2017-18 NBA MVP Giannis a happy 23rd birthday. Keep it going. I want to see you on your 40th birthday playing in Milwaukee as well.
I love it. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 40? Whoo! It's a long time. That's 17 years from now. You know, I'd love to see Giannis play until he's 42. I'd love to see him play in Milwaukee his entire career, obviously. I just wonder if NBA players will play as long because of the wear and tear on their body and because of how many minutes these guys are all logging from time to time going forward. But, yeah, Giannis, entire career in Milwaukee. Yeah, that'd be great. Please stay. Please, please stay. The entire city wants you to stay. Okay, where to next for birthday wishes for Giannis?
Head up to Wausau, check in with CJ. CJ, you were telling me you have a little Bucks fan in your house, don't you?
Absolutely. My 10-year-old daughter's a baller. She's playing on the fourth-grade traveling team, and has got a big tournament this weekend in Nina. Giannis is her favorite player. He does everything right. He hustles. He works hard, and he does the dirty work. He's come along a long way, and she is his biggest fan. She wants to send happy birthday wishes. Unfortunately, she's in bed because we're responsible parents, and get her to bed before 10 o'clock here. But
can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
As a parent, because I'm in this situation too, isn't it harder and harder to find those athletes that you feel comfortable with or anybody? I mean, obviously you're the parent, so you're the role model first and foremost before an athlete is. I get that. But so many times, you know, you think you're buying into something that's right, and then you find out later that maybe it wasn't. And with Giannis, J.J. Watt, I mean, there are some out there that you just know that it's okay going to buy that jersey for your daughter or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. I mean, growing up in very humble and difficult situation to come to this country and have a smile on his face as he works so hard and continues to do so to become the best at his craft and his profession. For me as a father, there's no better person to point to for my young daughter here, other than a few of the WNBA players, to say, if you want to play, if this is seriously your passion, do it like Giannis.
Well, and that's exactly it. And the work ethic is unmatched, so and so forth. Thanks for the call. And that's the one thing about Giannis. It kind of feels weird talking about Giannis when I know he's going to be listening to this, but. The one thing about it for me is, like, you can genuinely see on his face when, you know, he's just blown away by something. That deal in Boston where he comes walking out and there are all those no, it wasn't Boston. Where was it? Where he came walking out and there were all those fans. Was it Philly? And he's like, oh, my gosh, these are all for me. And there were sections of people all set up there. And then in Boston, they had the national anthem, the girls singing the national anthem, and all those other fans from Greece. You can just tell the appreciation and the love that he has for those people and everybody else that comes along with it. And he's a humble dude. I've yet to come across anybody, and God knows, everybody wants to talk to me about, if it's negative, they come out of the woodwork to email me or DM me or whatever if something's going on with a professional athlete in this town. And I'm telling you right now, I've never received one negative thing ever on Giannis. And that just speaks volumes for him. just it speaks volumes. And we're talking about his 23rd birthday today. Here's your chance to wish him a happy birthday. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. And like I said, we'll get this over to him so he can listen to it whenever he'd like. These plane rides are long. I'm sure he'll find some time to listen to it. Where to next, Anthony?
Head over to the east side. Aaron.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Giannis, just wishing you a happy birthday. They say no one likes you when you're 23, but I assure you that this entire city loves you, and we can't wait for you to bring a championship here. Nice win. Enjoy it, man. Have a good one.
Whoa. What do you mean no one likes you when you're 23? What are you talking about?
The Blink-182 song.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. All right, now I understand. Thanks for the call. I was totally confused. I was like, what is this? Have you know that song?
I don't know the song. I thought he was maybe saying something like the Terrible Twos, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Terrible
Twos. You know that's
twos. A thing? Yeah, my son's about to be two in February.
Ooh.
He's already at the Terrible Twos. He's not even two yet. We're already there. Yeah, he's already a little troublemaker. And he knows it, too. Like, he'll look at you and laugh and then do it again. Like, ha-ha, I'm not going to listen to you. It's just
see, he's learning right now he can get away with stuff because he's cute.
No, he's not getting away with
stuff. He's not getting away with stuff?
No, this is what happens. He starts messing around, and his mom will be like, do you want your dad to get up? No. And then he'll go running back by his mom. And that's the end of it. So we got that going right now. So that's at least good. And Giannis, I'm sure, will have kids coming in his future as well. And then he'll get to understand all of this. But right now, focus, obviously, is on the basketball in the NBA. Where to next to wish Giannis a happy birthday?
Mark in Glendale has birthday wishes and a question for you.
What's up, Mark?
Steve Sparky, how are you, my friend?
Good.
Happy birthday, 23rd, to Giannis. I kind of look at Giannis, I'm 65 years old, I kind of look at him as an anomaly. And what I mean by that is, how many people, professional athletes, say like an Aaron Rodgers, are content, you know, to be in a small market? You know, not the glitz of I want to get to L.A. and sell out, you know, and play for the Cubs and the Dodgers. You know, will he be content to stay here because there's going to be a lot of big money thrown at this guy? I think he will. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I'm hoping that's my case. Because this is the first superstar we've had in a long time. And I hope that it's not 5 years, 8 years, that we get somebody in there to build around him. My fear is, you know, the draft, you know, which John Hammonds I thought was terrible over the years, with his exception, maybe. Malcolm Broadnack's fine. But outside of that, the Rashard Vaughn, C.J. Wilson's with the jury still out. But I hope that we can do something relevant with him here. And what I mean by that is really get out with him of the first round of the playoffs. If not win a championship, you know, right away. But we got to see some progress, some benchmark so that his, you know, talents aren't wasted and he is appreciated because he should be appreciated. I mean, he's 23 and what he's done is remarkable. And there aren't, you know, some people say, well, he's not a superstar. I disagree. I think he is a superstar, a budding superstar. And it takes, as you know, you always are saying, I agree with you, it takes a couple of, if not superstars, all-stars, to get into the playoffs in advance. And I hope we can find another one here. And, you know, thanks for letting me ramble on, as you always do. And happy birthday to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.